Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Welcome to podcast number 114 for the month of May 2024, and what better way to start than with the puzzle of the month. I insist that members of my class bring certain items to the lessons. Today, 90% of them remember to bring a pen, 85% brought a pencil, 80% brought a calculator, and 65% brought a ruler. What percentage at least must have bought all four items?
That's the transom puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Have a think. Make a plan.
Send your solution and your method or your student's method to podcast@transom.org. That would be great. While you think about it, here are some of the key resources added to the Transom website during this last month. Coins and Notes is a new, quick, basic exercise on recognising British coins and notes. It was prompted by a statement in the Functional Skills curriculum and the fact that a new banknote will be released in the UK next month featuring the image of King Charles. So have a look at that. The link to that exercise can be found in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter, or just do a little search on the website in the search box, Coins and Notes, that's what it's called. The set of exercises on geometric sequences has been expanded. A new help video has been included, which is designed for revision rather than sort of teaching the topic from first principles. So it does cover all the important points, so it should help your students if they are attempting this exercise, this set of exercises, I should say, independently. Actually, it could also be useful for a teacher to use snippets of in class, especially for the graphics and examples, I suppose. New levels have been added, including one addressing the sums of convergent geometric series. So I know that that's not in every syllabus, but if it is, that level 5 is there for you to use. When I was training to be a maths teacher in the early 1980s, believe it or not, the mantra was TOTAT. That was spelled T-O-T-A-A-T. And that mnemonic stood for teach one thing at a time, which I suppose was our approach before the concept of cognitive loading was more widely understood. And I was reminded of this yesterday when I was jogging around the park listening to the Mr. Barton podcast, and he offered many excellent suggestions for carefully choosing examples and discussing the problem of starting with an example where there is actually too much included in terms of the concepts needed to sort of solve it. So I'll let him explain one of his examples.
Principle 3 that I've had for a bit is, when you do that first example, you want to focus on the core concept and don't weave in anything else. So I watched a lesson a while ago, which was on angles on a straight line. And the first example the teacher gave was, find this missing angle. And it was angle A, and on the other side of the line was 92 degrees. And the problem there was, the kids, they weren't, their kind of number bonds and arithmetic skills weren't at the point where they could immediately kind of do the 180 subtract 92. So all their attention, or a big chunk of their attention, was on doing that calculation. So therefore, whenever it then came to little twists with this, they hadn't been thinking hard enough about the actual concept of angles on a straight line. All their attention had been on the arithmetic, so they were a bit screwed a bit later on. So keep the arithmetic as simple as possible and don't weave in anything else. I think it's a fairly straightforward one.
He then went to give a number of other more sophisticated examples. Really interesting. So I do highly recommend the Mr. Barton podcast. I've put the link in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter. So if you want to, you can listen to that episode in full.
You can find Transum Mathematics at www.transum.org.
During an online tutorial last week, my student pointed out the Zoom AI companion. It is designed to, I quote, enhance collaboration and productivity for users. Well, that sounds interesting, I thought. It does so by remembering that everything is said during the session, and during the meeting, participants can ask the AI companion questions based on the meeting transcript. It uses AI technology to provide quick answers. The interface contains a button labeled Catch Me Up, and we decided that it would be good to use this at the end of the tutorial to summarize the learning that had taken place. This is what we got.
The tutorial of the day, led by John Tranter, focused on improving Sally's understanding of prime numbers and trigonometry. They started with prime numbers, discussing how to identify prime numbers and their relationship to factors. They then moved on to trigonometry, explaining how to find angles in a right-angled triangle using the cosine, sine, and tangent ratios. John also showed Sally how to use a calculator to simplify the calculations. They practiced finding angles in various triangles, with Sally gradually gaining confidence in applying the concepts.
So I think the system is best suited to give summaries of meetings rather than maths tutorials, so I'm not sure how useful the paragraph is to us, but the funny thing is that the student's name is Josh, but as he was using his mother's laptop to run the Zoom software, and her name was Sally, well, you'll see where the misconception occurred. Okay, don't miss these forthcoming special dates in May. The 1st of May, which possibly is today when you're listening to this, is May Day. So there's a starter about May Day. Go to the starters on the Transom website and have a look at the 1st of May starter. On the 4th of May, it's Star Wars Day. So there is a themed starter for Star Wars Day. And as with every month, have a look at the birthdays page to see the famous birthdays this month and other birthday activities. So right now, I know with my students, it's all last minute revision time. So just to remind you, on the Transom website, we have IB exam style questions, along with answers for subscribers and work solutions. We have GCSE or IGCSE, higher extended exam style questions. There are GCSE, IGCSE foundation or core exam style questions, and they're presented in different formats, whatever suits you at this 11th hour before the exams coming up quite soon now. Right, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was, just to remind you, that given A minus 3B plus 5C equals 37, 3A plus 7B minus C equals 47, A plus B plus C equals D. So what's the value of D? Well, the answer is 21. Because D is the sum of A plus B plus C. And the other equations will help you find out what that sum is. There's no way you can find out what A, B, and C are individually. Just for the record, in my head, A was 7, B was 5, and C was 9. But the question doesn't ask you to identify those three letters. It just wants to know what D is. So there were lots of people writing in with correct solutions. The first five were received from Kevin, Chris, Marla, Rick, and Will. Well done to you. Some of you are quite regular now at providing solutions. Really enjoy receiving your emails. It's great to see how you did the problems. And I've put some of these methods in the newsletter. Well, at the bottom of the newsletter page in the comments section. So go to transom.org/newsletter and scroll down to the bottom of the page to see the various methods people used to get the answer 21. Okay, that's almost all for now, apart from to say I love maths, but what seems odd to me are integers not divisible by 2. Bye.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free, or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.